Okay, always a schus to be back to learn Perkei Avos together. We had a week off last week, so it's a schus to be back together and continue to grow and connect to Hashem through the Heilige Torah. We're up to, I don't know on yours what page it is, but it's Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, B'chanina Skana Kohanim. So B'chanina Skana Kohanim Omer. Rav Chanina says the following. Rav Chanina taught us, first of all, have a mispalel b'shloma shel malchus. It's important to daven for the peace of the kingdom, or the peace of the country that you live in, we'll say. Let's first just read his full line, shel omale mora, because if it was not that there is fear for the government, for the king, or for the government, for the president, for the police, whoever it is, ish es re'eu chayim balahu. That a man towards his friend will literally swallow up his life. And what that means is there won't be law and order. That basically living in what he says in Pasha Pshad, and based on that reason, what Ruchanin is telling us, that living in a place, living in a country, living in a place that has law and order, that has shalom, that has peace, which is, he's saying, dependent on respect of the government and awe of the government, awe of the police, is extremely important, because otherwise there's going to be terror and there's going to be, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, a very dangerous place to live in. Like, we, Baruch Hashem, for the most part, have to be thankful. Obviously, we all yearn to live in Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, one day we should all be zocha to live in Eretz Yisrael, hopefully with Mashiach. And if we're not Zechem Mashiach, before that, because that's our homeland that we should be living. But there's reasons why we're not there. Each and every one of us or our families have their personal reasons, which hopefully are good reasons. In the meantime, we have this chus to live in what has been coined Medina Shel Chesed, a place of kindness, and a place where we can live peacefully, where there's law and order, and there's Seder, basically. And we don't have to be afraid then to walk in the streets. And don't have to be afraid to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something important, because there were generations, as we know, where this wasn't the case. And not just based, obviously, if there's anti-Semitism, that's something very scary and something that is dangerous. But even just to live in places that are dangerous and there isn't law and order, even without necessarily anti-Semitism, is dangerous and not good for us. So we have to daven for the Shalom Medina. We saw, you know, obviously over the last few years when there have been many different protests over various things. Sometimes those protests were not just protests, but turned into riots. And when that was happening, we saw a complete disrespect and lack of awe for the police force, for the government, right? We saw that many times over the last couple of years. And that was very scary, you know? And there were people, yeah, I remember even the night where I live in Cedars in the Five Towns, and there was one night where there was going to be what they called a protest, which wasn't even close by Cedars. It was going to be in Farakway, and many, many of the stores in Cedars went and they boarded up their stores, and they got even extra security in places, and there was a curfew that night in the neighborhood. Because why? If it was a protest, what are we afraid of? A peaceful protest. Because it was a time where people, and still there are those who are not respectful and are not in awe of the government and of the police, and they've returned all of those protests into riots. And that's something very dangerous, and it's scary to be. And even if they're, even without the enormous amount of anti-Semitism throughout the world and throughout time, just being in a place that's peaceful and that has shlomo shel malchus is very, very important. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying it's important to daven for that. To daven for that. There's a beautiful tefillah that's been written that some shuls daven every single Shabbos just for the peace of the government and for the peace of the place that we live in. And that's important to know. It's important to realize how important that is. Okay. Going on. A different Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina ben Trajan Omer. Rav Chanina ben Trajan says, and seemingly, you know, there doesn't seem like such a connection in this Mishnah of the first statement and the later statements, but we could think of one. But one, just sometimes we find tangents that are just based on random things when it comes to Gemaras and Mishnahs. Here, even just the name of the person, so Rav Chanina ben Trajan, who's a different Rav Chanina now, wants to make a statement, and maybe that's why this Mishnah, even they are linked together. So he says, Shnayim sheyoshvin ve'ein beinean divrei Torah. The two people are sitting together and don't discuss Torah at all. Don't discuss anything to do with Torah. It doesn't necessarily mean they're learning Torah, not a chavrusa, but if two people are hanging out socially, right? You're hanging out with your friend and you don't have any discussion of Torah. What that means is, again, that doesn't necessarily mean sitting in the way we are and learning Pirkei Avos, but you don't even, no mention of Hashem, no mention of a mitzvah, no mention of a discussion of Torah. Harizem Moshav Leitzim. So we call that Moshav Leitzim. Leitz, Leitz is a, what's a good, I mean, a clown, basically, or a scoffer, someone who's just making fun of things, someone who doesn't take life seriously. And that's a very derogatory term in the Torah. That there are psukim that talk in a very negative way about Leitzim, there are gemaras that talk about it. And Moshav Leitzim, you don't want to be Moshav Leitzim. That's like basically saying, you're not such a serious person. You're not such a serious person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ubemoshav leitzim lo yashav. It's not just a pasuk, by the way. It's interesting because obviously this is pretty important. The very first pasuk in all of Tehillim, Perek Aleph, pasuk Aleph. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rasham. Praiseworthy the individual who doesn't walk in the advice of the wicked. Should not stand in the ways of sinners. Ubemoshav leitzim lo yashav. You shouldn't sit memoshav leitzim. So that's a very negative thing. The problem is, how does that tell us? Where's the source of Rechanina ben Trajan? Rechanina ben Trajan says, if you're together and you don't speak Torah at all, you're moshav leitzim. And moshav leitzim, you shouldn't speak. But how's that pasuk prove that if you don't speak Torah, you're moshav leitzim? That just tells us not to. You shouldn't be considered that person, right? I think the pshat is you have to look at the next pasuk, which has a contrast. Ki im b'toras Hashem chefso, u'b'toraso yega b'yom v'layla. What should you do? You should choose Torah and delve into Torah day and night. So I'm telling you, meaning as opposed to being Moshav Leitzim, you should learn Torah. So obviously if you don't learn Torah, you're a Moshav Leitzim. That's how we learn it from this pasuk. But what does that mean? Let's understand what that means. You're not allowed to just sit and hang out with your friend, and you have to always talk about Torah and talk about mitzvahs. So the answer is yes. Right, what do you want to say?
I'm going to say that you live Torah, so like if you're speaking specifically things that are against Torah, then you're not speaking Torah. But if you're just talking nicely and talking like a normal person.
So hopefully, beautiful. That's a beautiful idea. That hopefully, if you're a good person, you're living like we, right? The bracha of Berchas Torah is La'asok B'divrei Torah. La'asok B'divrei Torah means to deal with Torah all day long. That's one of the reasons we don't make a new Berchas Torah now. We just started learning again a few minutes ago. I'm assuming most of us here, we're not sitting and learning all day long, right? And that's okay. I wasn't sitting and learning all day long either. I went on a bike and hike today. I was biking. I biked 14 miles today. Okay, I biked 14 miles and I was not learning Torah that entire time. I was biking with my wife and it was a very beautiful, wonderful time. We had a very beautiful bike through this gorgeous place. You guys ever done it? It's very beautiful. Anyways, Lemaiza, so I wasn't learning the whole day. And here we come back together and we're learning. We didn't say Berachas Torah again. But I made Berachas Torah in the morning, so how's that cover my Berachas Torah now if there was a hefstick, there was a long stoppage? The answer is, and that's what we said, it's so beautiful that whatever we're doing, if it's done based on Torah and our words are guided by Torah, and we talk with proper midos and in proper way and don't use any nevel peh and think how to make people feel good and whatever it might be, that's all Torah. It's all oisik b'Torah. That's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. And that definitely is one understanding, not to be a Moshav Leitzim, that your Ein B'Neim, maybe that's Ein B'Neim Divrei Torah. That's very beautiful. Someone who's living Torah, basically. But I want to say also, maybe a little more pashat. That's a little bit of a deeper pshat. Very beautiful pshat. I like it. Eilu Beilu Divrei Gam Chayim. Eilu pashat is just that, you know, I have my closest friend in the world. My closest friend in the world, who was my chavrusa for many, many years, is a man by the name of Dr. Shlomo Kaufman. He lives in Cleveland now. He's a radiation oncologist, a very special person. And we were chavrusas for many years, in a little bit in Karen Biavna, mainly in YU, and until he left me to go to Yale Medical School. And then we're no longer chavrusas. But that's not true. We've always been chavrusas. Because, so I talked to him, and I can't say I talked to him even every week, but he's on my mind every day, and he's such a special person. But whenever we talk, I'll tell you, we talk and we catch up as far as our families and if there's something important to talk about. But within minutes, we're talking Torah. within minutes. Because it's the most important conversation we could have in this world, and what we want to discuss, and what we want to... And so too, if you're having a meaningful time with somebody, and even if it's just a chill out relaxation, again, and not necessarily if you're not on where you're like learning Torah, but the things that are, what should come up in conversation, ultimately, things that are important to you. And things that are important to you should be Torah mitzvahs in some way. Meaning it should be a discussion that surrounds itself with some level of growth and some level of something to do with Torah mitzvahs to show my life is important. And not that way I don't also, it doesn't say that has to be the entire talk, by the way. It's very, very important to focus. It says, Shnayim Shoshim Ve'ein Beneim Debitor. It seems to say the entire time they're sitting, no Torah comes up. Meaning not that you can't also talk about other things. Although hopefully in a perfect world, your whole life, you're living Torah. But if you're not even on that level, not that you can't talk about other things, but if Torah doesn't come up in your conversation, you're Moshe Fleitzen. Torah should be that, should be ultimately important in our conversation. And then he continues. You know what happens when two people are together and there is Torah discussed amongst them? You know what happens? Shechina b'neim. Shechina b'neim. The Shechina is present. Hashem is present with you. And he quotes the Pasuk Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, Oz Nidabru, Nidabru, Oz Nidabru, Yir Hashem. Nidabru is plural. We were speaking. It had to be two people. Yir Hashem, those who fear Hashem. Ishel Re'eyu, one man to his friend, two people. Vayakshiv Hashem V'yishma. Hashem's listening. Hashem's listening, meaning he's there, listening. Vayikosev Sefer Zikar on the fun of. And he's going to write it down. Hashem's going to write down the discussion in a sefer zikaron, in a book of remembrance. Liyirei Hashem, for those who fear God, and lechosh v'shmo, and those who think about His name. Very, very beautiful. So when a man ishel re'eihu speaks about Torah, so the Shechinah is beinayim, the Shechinah is present, the Shechinah is there. How incredible that is. And I was thinking about it. When is the Shechinah with us? The Shechinah is with us when we're doing something right. So definitely when we sit and learn Torah, Hashem wants to be present. Hashem wants to be there. Hashem wants to listen. The truth is, as was said, when we're living Torah, Hashem wants to be there as well, I think. I think you're right. Lasok b'divrei Torah. That's why there's a beautiful story. I think I shared this with the staff, I don't think this year, but there's a beautiful story about Rav Naftali Rapshitzer. Rapshitzer. So when he was a little boy, he's little Naftali, and he's learning Kriya, he's learning how to read. And his Malamed taught him, his Malamed said to him, he said, first of all, you should never say Hashem's name in vain. Right? So in a pasuk, if you see Hashem's name, you're allowed to say Hashem's name, but that's Allah. But otherwise, you shouldn't say Hashem's name. You should say Hashem, Ad Hashem, right? That's all, right? Elokim. We don't say Hashem's name. It's one of the Asaras HaDibros. That's talking really about making an oath, but generally, L'Sis Hashem El Kach Shalom. We don't say Hashem's name in vain, to respect for Hashem's name. Okay. He also taught him that when you see two yuds together, that's Hashem's name. You don't pronounce it, right? It's Hashem's name. So next day, Naftali comes in. Naftali says, oh, I've been chazri rabbi, I want to show you. They gotta imagine the pasuk of Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, right? So he says, Vayedaber, says Hashem, Vayedaber Hashem, Moshe Lemar, Hashem. Screams out Hashem's name at the end of the pasuk. His rabbi says, Naftali, what are you doing? I thought we learned yesterday that you don't say Hashem's name. He says, yeah, but we also learned if there's two yuds next to each other, it's Hashem. At the end of the pasuk, if you look, at the end of the chumash, we don't know Chumash in front of us, but in Chumashim, usually the way this symbolizes the end of the Pasuk is two little dots. And Naftali's a little boy, he thought the two little dots were like two little yuds. And he said Hashem's name very innocently. So the Rebbe said to him, let me teach you something, Naftali. Listen to how this Rebbe thought. He said, the yud is like a yid. Right? Yud and yid sounds very similar. So he says, when you have two yidden, two Jews, and one is next to another, Hashem is always present. Hashem wants to be there. But when you have one yid on top of another, Hashem never wants to be there. Hashem never wants to be around that situation. When you're putting down another yid, if you're being on top of another yid, Hashem never is there. So too, you remember when you have two yuds, one yud next to each other, that's Hashem's name. Hashem is present. At the end of the pasuk, the two dots look like, yeah, they look like two yuds, but one's on top of another. That can't be Hashem. Hashem wants to be when we're with each other. So too, Hashem wants to be when most here in the Mishnah Talmud, when we're learning Torah with each other. What more special could two yidden be doing with each other than learning Torah and talking Torah? So Hashem wants to be present at that time. It's interesting. So this tells us that there are two yidden learning together. We're spending time with each other and discussing Torah. The Shekhinah is there. But there's a Gemara in Brachos that says, even if one person learns the Shekhinah is there, which makes sense, right? So why does it tell only two? We're going to see, it's going to talk about one in a minute in this Mishnah, but it says something else, which we'll have to discuss. Why does it say only, why does our Mishnah say only if two learns the Shekhinah is there? So the Gemara there already says that this Mishnah goes a step further. It's not just the Shekhinah is there, it's Vayikasev Sefer Zikaron. Hashem writes it down in the Sefer Zikaron. It doesn't say that about one person. One person, the Shekhinah is there, but doesn't write it down in the Sefer Zikaron. Why is that more intense, two people? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It shows that, and it shows you, ultimately, that's the way Torah is supposed to be learned. Torah is supposed to be learned in a way where we're influencing each other, and giving over Torah to each other, and experiencing Torah together. And that's how you could build the most in the Torah, because you could... you have question, answer, mechamta shatorah, and build off each other and grow together exponentially. So that's more meaningful in a certain sense. Takash Baruch Hu. Aichavruso mesuso, the Gemara says, right? It's more meaningful when you have two people learning together, even though one person also is special and the Shekhinah is there. Yeah.
So if one person is learning, it's not written in the Sefer Zikaron.
So what does that mean? Obviously, it's remembered. And obviously, you get we'll see in a moment, you get a schar for that. It's going to be finished in this Mishnah. And we'll have to see why it says schar and not Shekhinah here. Like the Gemara in Brachos says, even the Shekhinah is there. That's something we'll discuss in a moment. We're about to read it. So obviously something, this specific Sefer Zichoron, Le'yirei Hashem L'chol She'Shemo, seemingly is, again, this is obviously a little bit above our pay grade and like a higher level, but there's where Hashem has different types of Svarim and where He remembers things and pays us back differently. So ultimately there's a, you know, obviously Hashem remembers and is taking note of every act and every mitzvah, and there's no question the Shekhinah is there and there's a schar for it. But there's something deeper of this specific Sefer Zicharon that's by two people learning. That's what we have to suggest based on the Gemara Brachos. Do you want to say something else?
I was just going to say that it's not really, we don't understand really what it means, like the book and whatever, but just the idea that it's an extra level.
Correct, correct. Yeah. Okay. And then the Mishnah ends, and this we're going to have to analyze now based, even go a step further based on that Gemara Brachos. Ainli elishnayim, I know now only if two people are learning the Shekhinah is there. Minayim shafilu echad sheyoshev v'osik b'torah shakadosh baruch hu koveh lo schar. How do you know if one person sits and learns that he gets schar? By the way, it doesn't say the Shekhinah is there, so we're going to have to understand why not. So it seems to be like even less. You just get tzchar, but the Shekhinah is not there. That's what it seems to be saying here. Even though with the Gemara and Brachos, that vav, that the Shekhinah is even there. So we're going to have to discuss that in a moment. So here it says, Shenemer, because there's a pasuk in Eicha that we just read a few days ago, sitting on the floor downstairs, and hopefully Eicha should only be something that we study to get chizik from in the way that this Mishnah does, as opposed to ever having to sit on the floor again, ever have to say in such a way. Yeshev badad v'yidom, someone who sits in solitude, alone, v'yidom, and it's quiet, because when you learn alone, you're quiet, you're just really thinking, it seems to be saying here. Ki not all of. It's like you took it all, and the Mepharshim explains, like, here, the Rav says, it's like you took the entire Torah. It's like you took, like, the whole Torah was given just for you. And that tells you, obviously, that's something very chashiv, which the Mishnah is saying, you'd get tzchar for that. So the question is, why here does the Mishnah just say it seems to be a lesser level that you only get tzchar as opposed to the Shekhinah with you? And there's a Gemara in Brachos that says what? The Gemara in Brachos, Davav, says, I wish I should have added that Gemara in Brachos. Let's see, hold on a second. Let's get the Gemara in Brachos, because you gotta see to answer this question. I think we have one here. The Gemara says even the Shekhinah is with you with one person. So how do we have this contradiction? So I want to suggest as follows. The difference between the Gemara and Brachos and our Mishnah. I'll answer you as follows. I'm just finding it over here.
I think they're both
here. Here we go. Of course they're both right. You're saying, well, the question is, it seems to be a machlokas. So what does it say? Here it is. When you sit and learn by yourself, there's two ways you can sit and learn by yourself. One way is you could actually read the words and say them out loud, even though nobody else is there. And one way is you could use it completely, b'machshava, completely in the mind. Talmud Torah is supposed to be done through actually reading the words and saying the words. Even when you learn alone, it's best to actually say the words, to have a kriya, to read the words of Torah. In fact, there are those who explain, and we Ashkenazim, Svardim Paskin this way, Ashkenazim, it's machlokas on some level, but ultimately we basically Paskin this way, is not to make, I forget actually Svardim Paskin, but not to make Berachas HaTorah on just machshava. Right? Let's say you're just thinking Torah. Just thinking Torah. Do you have to make a Berachas HaTorah on that? So seemingly not. Why not? Why not? I'll explain to you why. One reason, one way to looking at it. Torah obviously is supposed to be learned. Torah is obviously supposed to be learned in order to grow, in order to connect to Hashem, in order to build a deep relationship with Hashem, in order to know what to do, in order to experience the wisdom of Hashem. But really, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn for yourself, but to give it over to others. That's why all the psukim about Torah are about teaching others. Obviously, you can only give over if you learn first. And obviously, you're supposed to grow as well through learning Torah. But the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to give over Torah. And to teach the next generation Torah. And therefore, we all have a responsibility to give over Torah to others. But could you give over Torah just by thinking it? It's impossible. The only way to give over Torah is by speaking it. Or, perhaps, by writing it. So Rekiv Eger has a chiddush that when you write Torah, you say Birchas HaTorah. Because that could be a way of teaching Torah, because someone could read what you wrote, even though not to make a Birchas HaTorah when you just think Torah. Because when you think Torah, you can't give it over to anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
What about like actions? Like if you're...
But again, that wouldn't be the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though we say living it is an extension of that bracha. But it's still not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah necessarily. That's just that bracha might go on that extension, but that's not necessarily. I guess you could be a role model and be mechanich others in doing Torah, but it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah has to be by speaking, by perhaps writing, but by thinking you can't. So when you speak Torah, it's on a higher level than just thinking Torah. There's situations where they say even if a person's not thinking about proper thoughts, even in a bathroom, you should think Torah to get that out of your head. It would never say you could say Torah. But thinking it might be even permissible in such a situation. Because it's not necessarily the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because you can't give it over to others. Even though there's some level. So maybe, I want to suggest, when the Mishnah tells us that the Shekhinah is even there when you learn alone, what's it based on? A pasuk, a different pasuk? It's in the, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Brachos Davav. It says, V'chol ha-mokom asher azkir eshmi. Any place you mention my name, azkir has to be, you actually said it. Azkir has to be, you said it. So if you actually said it, that's on a higher level, and the Shekhinah wants to be with you then. In our Mishnah, what's the Pasuk saying? That one person sitting alone, V'osek b'torah, it doesn't ever say he said the words. Yeshev bada v'yidom, what's v'yidom mean? He was silent. He was quiet. He or she didn't say any of the words. In other words, it's all machshava. If it's all machshava, you still get schar for that because you're delving into Torah, you're thinking about Torah, there's a reward, but that's not on a level where the Shekhinah is literally with you. The Shekhinah being with you is a very high, special thing. When you're learning Torah, and it's God's Torah, the Nefesh HaChaim says God is literally learning with you. The Shekhinah is with you, even by one person and definitely by two or more. When you're just thinking Torah, you get a schar, and it's special. But it's not necessarily the Shekhinah is with you. So therefore, it's a big chizuk to all of us that when we have this chus to learn Torah, and realize this, we have this chus on these Wednesday nights to learn Pirkei Avos together. Some of us learning every day with each other. By the way, listening, post can bring down, has a din like speaking as well, even though you can't give it over in that way. But obviously only one person could speak and one person could listen. Maybe we'll delve into that another time. So that's definitely, listening is definitely on a higher level than just thinking, by the way. And you're thinking, not why listening is just, but you're using more of your body, obviously. We don't have the time to get into that right now. But ultimately, you should try your best, even when we're learning alone, to actually read the words. And even listen to them. And by the way, it's been proven in different chachmas and different areas that also when you actually speak the words, there's more of a chance you remember it more. Because you hear it and you speak it and you're using more of your midos and more of what Hashem has gifted you with to connect to that. And you're not just thinking it. So it's definitely also a good eitzah just in remembrance and connecting to it to actually speak out the words. But we see there's a mitzvah to speak out the words on a higher level than just thinking the words. But ultimately, the bottom line is that we take away, and the big chiddush of this entire Mishnah is to recognize that every time that we sit and learn Torah, and specifically when you learn Torah with another person, the Shekhinah is with you, Hashem is with you, and Hashem will lift you up to a whole new level. Bez Hashem, we should be zoicha to always feel Hashem by our side, and especially when we're learning Torah. Okay, have a wonderful, beautiful night, everybody.